Well, good afternoon, everyone. Happy to have you with us on Local Matters this Friday. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Dwight. Don't we enjoy these Friday afternoons, man, honestly. I'll tell you.
Yeah, I hope the audience just enjoys it half as much as we do. If they do, they're having a good time.
That's right.
They're having a good time. We do appreciate the people that I run into, folks from, you know, on a pretty regular basis. I heard what the folks are talking about is a blessing to me. And we appreciate StoneCom.
Yes, for
this opportunity, you know, and for allowing us to share on Friday afternoons. And we have got a topic today that in what I do every day, I run into questions, observations about it. And for the topic title for this and the next show, we're going to be talking about the value of the local church.
Yeah.
The value of the local church. And Pastor Ron, as I've shared with as you know, as my pastor and friend, and as our audience knows, because I mention it from time to time, I serve as a hospice chaplain, and obviously, you know, chaplains tend to talk about God and Bible and the church and all like that. And you know, you hear so much today. Well, you know, and you just run into this. I do regularly, and folks do, I'm sure. Well, you know, I believe you. Can you not be a Christian without going to church? I say, are you a Christian? I haven't been to church in a long time. Well, you know, just there's things like that. But, you know, I used to go to church, but I got upset at somebody there. I got upset at the minister and, you know, nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. And, you know, I mean, I just believe, and I can go, you know, I can go out under a tree and just have my own church service or sit there. And I always watch Charles Stanley on Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah.
God bless Charles Stanley, you know, and God bless Joel Osteen, and God bless all the good jobs that the television ministry do. So you hear a lot about church, but there's value in coming together.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to talk about for the next couple of weeks.
Well, you know, Dwight, the term church actually means the called out ones.
Yeah.
And, you know, the scripture that we're going to use here for these two, and or at least this one today, we may not, is Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Which, if you just read that from the face value of it, you know, he's talking about when you come to church, there's an exhorting, or that word exhorting means building up. It's a building up time. And, you know, going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than being in a go out and sitting in a garage makes you a car. You know what I'm saying? I think that's pretty old, but people get it. You get the point across. But the value, Dwight, of the local church, and I'm like you, I've heard people say, well, you know, I have my church out on the lake when I'm fishing, or I have my church out in the woods. I've had people say that to me all the time. And the danger of that is the very next verse. He says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, those are the next words after that verse. And what he's implying there is, if you are forsaking the assembling of yourself together, then the next thing you really have to look forward to is sin taking your life. The devil has a plan to isolate people, to keep us out of the assembly, to keep people from gathering together, because, Dwight, you know as well as I do, over the last 40 years that we've been doing this, and when you think about this, you know as well as I do that the assembling of ourselves together, there is a strengthening that goes on in that. There is an accountability that goes on in that. There is a transfer, if you want to, of the love of God, of the anointing of God. There's a transfer of the giftings of God. I think in one place in Scripture, it says iron sharpens iron, and you're challenged, you're confronted. And, you know, the argument, I used to have this old fellow that came to our church, and I loved him. He said, I'd rather go to church with a house full of hypocrites than go to hell with anybody, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, it was always so funny when he said that, you know, because it's absolutely the truth. The arguments that people use about church, you know, about being offended at somebody. Well, if someone offends you at church, basically what you're saying is that people are bigger in your eyes than God.
Ooh,
you're saying that people have a place in your heart and life that are bigger than God, that you are a man pleaser. And I know a lot of people that have been hurt in church, but you know, the thing about it is, you get hurt in your family, in your regular family, you get offended at them, but you can't disown them. They're your family, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you have to keep going to Christmas dinner with them. You have to keep being with them. And so why don't we give that same credence to the family of God? Why are we so, we have to ask ourselves, why are we so easily offended and offset and moved away from the house of God? And the reason that we are is because the devil wants us out of the house. He doesn't want us assembling together. He doesn't want the power of the local church. When you think about the power of the local churches all over the country, literally all over the world, you think about the power of the church and how it's affected culture. And I asked someone the other day, could you imagine when the rapture takes place and the church is lifted off the planet for 7 years, what it's going to be like without the influence of the church there?
Mm-hmm. By the way, we're happy to have you with us. This is Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking about the value of the local church. And Pastor Ron, I want to come back to this matter of people getting offended. And mm-hmm. you just touched it so well. And lots of times, I mean, we have to, first of all, if I get offended, I have to choose to get offended.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can make me be offended.
Yeah.
That just made me so mad. No, you decided to get mad.
Yeah.
Nothing can make you get mad or nothing can make you. But this matter of offense is oftentimes, if you hear that, they've got offended at somebody at the church.
Yes.
They've got offended at the pastor at the church. Well, you know, if that's the case, I've seen in my life from time to time, then if I'm offended, I'm looking at the wrong model. The Bible says to imitate or to mark the perfect man.
Mm-hmm.
If that person that sits on beside me at the pew is the model, or even if the pastor is the model, sooner or later, I'm going to see something in them that's a shortcoming, that's a flaw, something I might not disagree with. You know, but my model, the perfect man, is Jesus Christ. That's the model.
That's it.
And that's who should be being lifted up when we gather together.
Well, the scripture says looking unto Jesus, not to man. There's obviously, any time you go into a church house, there's going to be somebody that will say or do something that will offend you, because most of us are so immature when we go into the church house. We think of this church house as this perfect place where there's perfect people and nobody has a problem. And see, there could be nothing farther from the truth. The church house should be the place where we go to recognize our faults and failures and that we need a Savior. Obviously, there's churches that aren't. There's going to be a place that you might go to that would treat you badly if you've got problems, but you got to get over yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to get over yourself, because you're robbing your life. If you're offended from going to the house of God, you're robbing your life from what the good things are.
Yes.
Every church has its problems. And I tell our folks, you know, if we didn't have a problem when you got here, we had one. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
that's right.
And so
the church was perfect. We messed it up when we came in the door.
That's right. Yeah. And so we have to realize that these petty offenses, people get mad because the preacher failed, or the preacher did something wrong, or the deacon did something wrong, or whatever. Well, if you go to a church and someone terribly offends you and hurts you very badly, that doesn't mean there's not other great churches in our community. This community is loaded with absolute phenomenal churches. And for someone to say they cannot find a place in our community to go to church, they're just a bald-faced liar. They're just lying about it. There's too many great churches, great leaders in our community here in the Upper Cumberland region. We're blessed. I mean, we are far beyond blessed with great churches to attend. So these flimsy excuses, Dwight, people have got to stop them, because they are, it's not that we're looking for numbers. I mean, I don't want a crowd at our church. I want the people to come together as a family, you know. It's not that we need people, or it's that we've got to get over the fact that we're doing God a favor when we go.
Yeah.
He's doing us a favor by establishing all these great churches in our community for us to attend. And man, the value for your life to be connected, to go to a local church week after week, the value to your life is unprecedented. It's unprecedented of what that will do in an individual's life, in a family's life. This building up that Hebrews 10:25 talks about, us, Dwight, I know this, I have never yet to see a person that left our church on Sunday that didn't feel better when they left than they did when they came. And the value of that is unfathomable in regard to your day-to-day weekly life. When you leave church on Sunday, you should be edified, built up, you should be feeling better about yourself. Why? So you can go to work on Monday and carry that into that work environment with you. But now if you go into church and you're making it all about you and you're thinking, well, I'm just waiting for somebody to say something I disagree with. Well, you're going to find that. And I think, Dwight, people are being robbed because they're using those flimsy excuses.
And, you know, and you're right. The church is, and you hear people say this, well, you know, can you be a Christian without going to church? Well, you can be saved.
Yes.
You can go to heaven.
Yes.
You can do all those things. But I've never known, the people that I know that have come to Christ as their personal Savior, that they go to church, you miss out on the opportunity of growing in that decision you made. You miss out on the opportunity of gathering together. You know, the game, when we go out, I liken it to athletics, when we leave those church house doors, that's the game that we're playing. Mm-hmm. That's out there. But to huddle up with fellow believers, to huddle up and focus on God, to huddle up and praise Him and exalt Him for who He is and what He's done, to get the Word of God put into our minds and into our hearts so we can be fed and we can be blessed and we can be a blessing, and then go out into our life and make a difference. I just don't know many people who do that effectively who aren't a member of a church.
It's like being in a football team and missing the huddle. Well, if you miss the huddle, you don't know the game plan. You miss the play. You don't know the purpose. You don't know what you're doing in that play. And so to miss church every week, we should see it as we would be missing God's game plan for the following week. We would be missing out on the opportunity to hear from Him. And Dwight, you know, I've met and encountered, of course, over 40 years, you would encounter a lot of people that are offended at the church, or they'd get into that mode where somebody said a little old something and they just took it and blowed it completely out of proportion, or maybe the preacher stepped on their toes a little bit when he preached or something, or maybe the preacher preached about the thing they were going through and they thought he was talking about them when he's talking about somebody he met 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? It's that, but what the Lord is wanting us to do, Dwight, is to look at this scripture. You cannot deny the truth of the scripture. People want to do it all the time. And some of the people that wouldn't set their foot in the church house because they're offended would condemn other people that aren't taking the truth of the scripture the way it should be taken, you know?
Oh, wow.
And so we need to realize this scripture is just as real as John 3:16, when God said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." When he said in Hebrews 10:25, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting each other." Now that word exhorting there is a great word, Dwight, that talks about the purpose of the singing at church, the purpose of why we receive the offerings at church, the purpose of the preaching of the word at church, every bit of that. I mean, when you give a tithe or you give your offerings into a local church, every one of those things are building us up for something that God's got in store.
Hey, we are talking about the value of the local church this week on Local Matters. You stay with us. We're back with more in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Hey, we're back on Local Matters. Dwight Henry, your host, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking about the value of the local church. And Pastor Ron, if you would, go back and read that verse from Hebrews again. There's a word that I want to park a little bit longer on that we focused just a little while ago, the verse from Hebrews.
Yeah, this is Hebrews 10:25, and it says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is." He says, "But exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day of the Lord approaching."
You know, you touched this just before the break a few minutes ago. That word exhorting, I don't know anyone who from time to time, maybe on a regular basis, if you're me, that needs to be, we need to be encouraged.
Yes.
I mean, everybody benefits from encouragement. Even if you believe and feel like you're on top of the world, still a little bit of encouragement gets you even elevated more than that. And that's what, you sometimes, and I've done this, I'm sure you have, you know, you get up, you say, I don't feel like it, whatever, but you get there and encourage, and there's something about the coming together and exhorting and encouraging each other that you get inside a fellowship like that, that, you know, I mean, you can't get in a civic club. I mean, I'm in the civic club, yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
You know, I'm involved in the community, but the coming together for a few hours like that and focus, it encourages everyone and lifts us up, and we move, as you've heard me say before, toward our most dominant thoughts. And when we go out the door, we're refreshed, we're encouraged, we're lifted up. And that's what happens in the church.
Yeah, and you know, Dwight, that first, we always say the first 2 hours of the week,
yeah,
on Sunday morning, we give to the Lord. And then first 2 or 3 hours, and if you start your week off giving him the first 2 or 3 hours, when you go in those doors and you're exhorted, and Dwight, this word exhort not only means to build up, but think about this just a minute. It means to correct, you know, to bring correction. The word is not just for edification, but it is for correction as well. And you look at it this way. If I'm in a car or I'm in an airplane and I'm going in a direction and I never get any correction, you know, that little, I love the GPS, is the mine's got a guy's voice, Beth's got a lady's voice, but it comes on and says, we're recalculating. Well, just think about it. If you're going in life, but you never get recalculated, you never have your direction recalculated through correction. And I love what one minister says, correction is not rejection, but it's direction.
Oh, wow.
And so if you're being exhorted, you're being built up, you're being directed in the right pathways of life. You know, Jesus says David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me in paths of righteousness. Mm. If you're never corrected, you might be going down the path that you think is right for 10 years, but according to the scriptures, it's totally wrong, and you're messing your whole life up because of that. So when we come to the house of the Lord and the assembling of ourselves together, there's also some correction that goes on there, and that doesn't have to be just somebody calling you out and forcibly rebuking you. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just sitting under the Word of God, and as someone's preaching or someone's testifying or a song's being sung, the Holy Spirit begins to, hey, you need to forgive that person, or, you know, you need to let this go in your life. And Dwight, I'm not for sure that's what a lot of people aren't running from. Mm. I think when they say, well, there's hypocrites down there, or I can have church out in my boat. Sure you can. But you know what? You're going to be a whole lot more apt when that singing and the assembling of ourselves together, you're going to be a whole lot more apt to be in tune with the Holy Spirit than you are down on the lake casting hook. Because when you're down on the lake casting hook, you're thinking about that largemouth. And when you're sitting out in the woods, you know, you've got other things on your mind. But when you're in church, that the Holy Spirit, the atmosphere is so rich for the Holy Spirit to bring that conviction and that direction to our lives. And, you know, Dwight, when we know we've been given the gift of righteousness, now this is where a lot of people, I think, miss it in regard to church life. They're afraid of correction because they think if they're ever corrected, they're not in right standing with God.
No way.
When righteousness is a gift that's given to us, and it stays the same whether we are, our performance is up to par or not. Our performance may not be what it should be, but God is not mad at us and wasn't mad at us before we came to Jesus.
Yeah.
What I'm saying here is we've got to quit basing this all about us and looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Quit looking at the preacher. Quit looking at the deacon that made you mad. Quit looking at the Sunday school teacher and quit arguing. You know, I used to go to a little country church one time, and a few times I remember I'm sitting in these classes. One of them say, well, I believe this. And another say, well, I believe that. Well, it's really not that important what you believe. You need to sit there and be quiet and listen to somebody,
yeah,
and let them teach you. And if you disagree with them, just hold that until you can search it out yourself and get them privately and not get in all this bickering in church. But, you know, that's what is offensive to a lot of people. I'm convinced when Paul wrote to Timothy, he said one of the reasons for his instructions to Timothy was so that Timothy might know how to behave himself in the house of God.
Wow.
There's a lot of people that don't know how to behave themselves because they're not allowing this correction to come to them to be taught in their lives about the way to behave.
Hey, we're glad you're with us. It's Friday afternoon. This is Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. We're talking about the value of the local, the value of the local church. And you mentioned once we get enter into that worship service, you know, I think about our worship services and at Living Hope. And like you've already said, Pastor Ron, I mean, we're blessed in Cookeville and Putnam County in this Upper Cumberland. We have, so many wonderful churches, so many great pastors. You get in there during the music time. And I believe that the Bible teaches that praise is the highest form of prayer. Mm-hmm. We exalt God. We thank Him. We praise. We worship. We get our mindset on Him. We lift Him up. I mean, the Bible said God inhabits the praises of His people. Mm-hmm. God, the praise is God's address. So we enter into His courts with thanksgiving and praise, and gates with thanksgiving, courts with praise, as Psalms tells us. We get our mindset. We get our mind open. We worship. And then the man of God, the teacher, the lady, whoever it happens to be, stands up and presents the word to us, and in that process we worship God, and now our spirits are fine if we're born again. Yep. Jesus, we don't have any spiritual problems, but it's that mind, will, and emotions that's where the soulless realm is.
Yeah,
and so we have an opportunity then to sit under some teaching, some preaching, some ministry to renew our minds, to get our minds and bodies in line with where our spirits is. That doesn't happen anywhere but church.
Amen. And Dwight, think about this. What would happen if, see, the reason this region we live in is so great, it's not because of some one person, it's because of what the Lord has done through the local churches. Think about what would happen if the local church influence in our community was gone.
Yeah.
I mean, there'd be no food pantries. There'd be no jail ministries. There'd be no happy haven home for children. Mustard Seed Ranch. Think about what the churches are doing in our community through these renewed minds. We go into church, we praise God, our souls, our spirits, like you said, are the righteousness of God. They're sealed, they're perfect before God. But our souls, our mind, will, and emotions are washed by the water of the Word.
Yeah.
We get in the Word, we hear these things that need to be done, and then we go out as Paul wrote to Titus and said, get those good works done. Well, think about what it would mean to a community if the local churches weren't there to care for the homeless, to feed the hungry, to visit the jails, to go to the hospitals, to pray for the sick, to bring the message of people becoming Christians and living righteously before God. What would it mean if that was totally taken away from a community? When you look at the value that the local church brings, the order, the blessing, the help for single mothers. Yeah, I mean, there's churches now that are sponsoring homes for addiction recovery and sponsoring that. Think about what would happen, Dwight, if those weren't there.
Yeah.
What would happen if the church was not a voice to maybe, like the Cookeville Pregnancy Center, to stop these abortions, to get these mothers in and nurture them, sure, and love them and help them through a pregnancy that maybe wasn't planned, and a pregnancy where there's a single mother. Think about what would happen. See, I'm saying the value of the local church has got to be bigger than just us coming and sitting there, whether we're offended or not. We've got to get over ourselves and see that we are living, when we come into the body of Christ and a group of believers, whether that's Baptist, Methodist, Church of Christ, Catholic, whether that's Trinity Assembly or Life Church or Living Hope Church, wherever that church is, whatever that church is, we get over ourselves and we begin to live for something bigger than ourselves.
Yeah.
And we begin to see the purpose of Christ,
yeah,
in the kingdom working through these local churches. And we begin to recognize, wait, my tithes and offerings are going obviously to support these churches and all the ministries that they support. And I'm releasing money and I'm releasing time. Dwight, when we as a people will get over ourselves,
yeah,
and quit being so self-centered and thinking about us, look what the local churches have done in this community, and look what they've done all over the region, all over the nation.
You know, in the 2 or 3 minutes we've got left, Pastor Ron, I think as you're talking there, you know, what happens as we go through that church, that experience we call church, mm-hmm, that church service, and the difference is made in our life. You know, we get our focus becomes on God. We got strength. There's more to it than just me. It makes and then we take that attitude, we take that encouragement, we take that time of refreshing, and we go out to the part of the world that we touch every day, our work life, our families, the part of, and we take that out. And I like the way a friend of mine used to say it, and we slosh it out on other people.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Listen, we're sloshing something all the time.
Yeah,
we're
going to
slosh something.
Well, that's the truth.
Whatever is in us and whatever we're thinking about and whatever we're talking about, we're going to slosh it out on other people. Well, if I've been in a good church service, if I spent some time focused on God, if I've had my mind renewed with His Word, and I get kind of eternity in view and really what matters most in life, then that's what I'm going to slosh out on people.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to come out of my mouth. We're going to talk more about that next week.
Man, is our time already gone?
It's gone, brother.
Man.
Half hour comes and goes.
Wow, I'll tell you.
Happy to have you with us. Join us next time, Friday afternoon, same time, for our Local Matters.